All right. We got bowl games this weekend and football and all kinds of stuff. So let's do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. All right, that's a record. Congratulations.
That was like the first one in like 2 weeks.
Been a while. It's been more than 2 weeks. It's been about a month. And you did it before we got to 402. That's awesome.
Something about that song got me...
it's a Friday Friday.
It got me gassy.
Well, I have a couple things to complain about. Number one is the internet's... I have no idea.
We've got a brand new internet. What are you talking about?
Well, I would love to read about the brand new internet on my email, but I can't get on this to do it. So,
no. Oh, no.
Yeah. But that and what the hell are people doing in their cars today?
I saw a lot of people driving.
Well, I know. Why are you all driving around today? It's especially in the Galleria area. It took me 1 hour and 4 minutes to get here from downtown.
Oh, my.
And
shopping.
Well, stop shopping, people.
Yeah, that is.
Jeez.
I mean,
like on Chimney Rock between Westheimer and 59, forget it. Because I came down that way. I did make one stop at Specs, but it shouldn't have taken me that long. I was like in Specs for 2 minutes.
Yeah, this area around the holidays is a hot spot.
It sucks.
It sucks.
There's no question. I did get the last Brooklyn Black Ops that they had at the Specs downtown.
For you.
So
I think you should post a chug video tonight.
Really?
Chug the whole bottle.
I'm not going to be chugging tonight.
Come on.
I have a run to do tomorrow, and then after that, I will be chugging like a fiend.
All right.
And somebody was asking me, are you going to do anything for your weekend, for your birthday this weekend? I'm like, no. I don't celebrate at this point. I'm too old.
Yeah. You have the same birthday as my wife.
Yeah.
And, I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. Like, we're going to San Antonio this weekend for my brother's graduation.
Yeah.
And
what's he graduating from now?
From college.
Jeez, already?
Yeah.
I remember when you went for his high school graduation.
I know.
It seemed like 4 years ago.
Times, they are a-changing. So, going to San Antonio, I'm going to try to take her out to a nice dinner while we're there.
There's plenty of cool places in San
Antonio. Yeah, I'll come up with something on Monday, but...
Well, I have some suggestions because we've been going to like some high-end places for dinner lately, and we found some really cool places.
Here?
So, yeah, in Houston.
Okay.
So Monday night, I'll be happy to make some suggestions.
All right.
If you like. So on the sexual harassment scale today, ESPN weighed in. Did you see that?
Yeah, Jong showed me. John Buchagrass, are you talking about?
Yeah, and Matthew Berry. Now, Matthew Berry doesn't surprise me.
Matthew Berry comes off as creepy.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that would sexually harass someone.
But isn't he married and stuff?
Like, well, who cares? I mean, that doesn't stop you from harassing people or taking them to strip clubs or whatever it was he did.
Okay, do you feel, and I only got this news from Jong, and that's when I started digging into it a little bit. Do you feel like the John Buchagrass thing is legit sexual harassment?
All right, I'm going to come off as... the a-hole here. She was flirting in those texts. I'm sorry. I don't see anything wrong in there. All the dude did was send a picture of him making eggs and without a shirt on.
Right. It's not like he sent a crank pic.
Right.
And it's a...
or a Richard pic, whichever.
That's not... I feel like I've been... I've been pretty... on the cautious side, you know what I mean? I've been cautious.
Oh yeah.
So like, if it looks kind of bad, I'm like, you messed up, bro. This one, I'm gonna say that he's okay.
I'm sorry, I don't see anything wrong with it. And I want somebody to explain to me why I'm wrong, and please text the show at 713-780-3776. That just seemed like, I mean, she was just as flirty as he was.
Does he have a family? Is he married?
That I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that kind of thing.
See, if that does, then it's even worse because now it's come out.
Yeah.
And like,
and his wife will get all pissed off.
Dude, a picture of you without a shirt is like, that's a marriage killer. That's a tough break, man.
Yeah, I don't know. John, is he married? You should know this. You know all these guys.
I have no idea.
Why don't you Google that? Because I'm just curious. But am I wrong? Were her texts not just as flirty?
I felt like she was.
I think she was almost the aggressor.
I feel like
thing.
They were on at least on equal aggressive levels. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like anything was out of line. And it's nice that we got the context of it.
Yeah. You know?
And it almost seems like, I can't tell for sure, but it seems like maybe they'd even gone on a date at some point.
Well, that's how it came off. Yeah.
So if you go on a date with a chick and you guys are still flirting on text messages and you send a picture of yourself without your shirt, I don't feel like that warrants sexual harassment. He's not going to get fired for that, is he?
I hope not. Well, they probably are looking for any excuse to fire people there.
Yeah.
But I got to say, and just her text messages, she's the one asking him out on a bunch of these. I mean, the only one where it gets weird is when he's, I guess, and it doesn't show that he sent a picture of himself. It just says, I'm making breakfast and blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't bitch about the hashtag dream girl or doll face or any of that stuff. She never bitches about that. But when he sends a picture, she says, you should put some clothes on, sir. That sounds like a joke to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think this is a chick that didn't get a job. And so now she's going after this guy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how did they meet exactly? Like, she was trying to get a job there, and
interning.
He was going. Oh, see, that's the thing. You got to stop sleeping with interns.
Well, I'm not. Just so you know.
No, I know, but you. I mean, in general,
okay, somebody says Butcher Gross is married with three kids.
Oh yeah,
that looks bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he should lose his job, but his wife ain't going to be happy.
No, but even so, if. I mean, I don't see anything in those texts that's that bad.
It's damning.
Yeah, if my wife had sent text to somebody like that, I'd probably say, "Dude, really? You're a little over the top here." But
I mean, it's clear flirtation.
It's flirtation, and you know,
and if he does lose his job, listen, she's definitely leaving him.
But absolutely, because he's got nothing else going for him. But flirtation is not.
I mean, I guess he does have a pretty good bod.
Apparently. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see the picture because it wasn't on the list of texts that I was reading.
It's not bad for an older gentleman.
Listen, people flirt all the time.
And of all people, Meiko Grimes, I saw it from Meiko Grimes. Like, she screen grabbed.
Do you follow Meiko Grimes
on
Twitter?
No. Somebody retweeted Meiko Grimes.
Okay.
And why? I found it. I don't know. Found the, well, the first.
I'm gonna start shaming everyone who follows Meiko Grimes on Twitter.
The first set of texts were it looked like it was like a I wouldn't say screen grab because it looked weird, but it completely looked like a DM like on Twitter. And then the Meiko Grimes stuff I saw, it was the same thing, but then I saw like his picture.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I don't do anything, but I flirt a lot, just like we all flirt a lot. I'm sure I've done text messages worse than this.
Not me. I don't flirt.
I mean, honestly, flirting is just flirting. It's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes people feel good about themselves.
I'm with you. I don't see a massive deal here, but it's the world that we're living in, man. It's.
But I mean, the fact that they're just kind of throwing this guy under the bus over this. See, and here's my problem, and this goes back to what I was talking about the other day. You throw stuff like this out there, and it lessens when you have real sexual harassment that needs to be dealt with.
Right.
And I don't know what the hell is going on with this. I mean, I really don't. But I'm reading these texts going, there's nothing here. He's flirting.
Yeah.
Are we not supposed to flirt at all now?
Apparently not. Well,
and she was just as flirty as he was.
Now, again, though, the only thing I'll say that makes it sort of iffy, if she's an intern, That means he's in a position of power.
Right.
And you've got, like, when that's the case, you've got to be above reproach.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, at ESPN, you're supposed to bang interns,
dude, that's,
right?
Well, that's why here, when we do have female interns, I barely speak a word to them. I mean, it's just for the best. And we've had some hot ones come through here.
Yeah, we have.
And like, you know.
Let me be clear.
The key is don't make eye contact with them.
Right. Right. No, any woman I work with, I'm never like that with. Okay, I probably wouldn't send any text messages like that, and I'm probably not hanging out with them outside of the job. So if you want to throw that in there, well, that's not fair. I mean, I've got a couple people that do stuff for me, but when I hang out with them...
They do stuff with you on a work-related basis?
But when we hang out, it's okay. They're hanging out with my wife and myself and their boyfriend.
Not just the two of you alone.
No, never. It's always, you know, we're all hanging out together kind of thing.
Yeah.
But... This sounds like maybe there was something else going on, but it sounds like she was down with it. I mean, I don't know what to make of anything anymore. I really don't.
Did you guys see what Matt Damon's getting a bunch of heat for?
No.
So he's promoting his movie. I believe it's called Downsizing. And in an interview, he said he was talking about like sexual harassment and everything. He said, I quote, "I think we're in this watershed moment. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that women are feeling empowered to tell their stories, and it's totally necessary. I do believe that there's a spectrum of behavior, right? And if we're going to have to figure, you know, there's a difference between, you know, patting someone on the butt and rape or child molestation, right? And then he goes on to say, we live in this culture of outrage and injury, you know, that we're going to have to correct enough to go kind of go. Wait a minute. None of us came here to be perfect." So he's in a little bit of a... Huh? People are outraged because he basically said there's a difference between patting someone on the butt and rape or child molestation.
Well, yeah, there is.
But he's saying, I guess he's saying that it seems like it's all the same.
Well, listen, that's because it's on fire right now. Yeah. Like, it's all coming down. So when the building's falling down, you know, the doors are breaking, the windows are breaking. You can argue about what's more important, but if you're in that building at all, you're going down with it, and that's kind of where it's at right now. It's in full crisis mode. So if you're even remotely close to something that can be considered, you're going to look bad because you're going to be thrown in. Like when they start listing off the names. You're on the same list as Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, who are doing like vile things.
And that's not fair.
It's not fair, but that's just what it's kind of the reality. Yeah. Now, but how about this? How about don't go smacking your coworkers on the ass?
Why don't?
I mean, how about don't molest children? How about don't rape women?
I get that, but I agree with him. The scale's not the same. I mean, a rapist and a child molester is not the same as somebody who's patting a chick on the butt.
I agree.
Or a guy on the butt.
But it is all under the massive umbrella of sexual harassment / misconduct. Yeah,
well, see, I think they should be under different umbrellas. I really do. I think sexual harassment's one thing. Sexual abuse is another.
Yeah, like
Jared Fogle is not in the same category as
John Buchagras.
Yeah.
Jared Fogle's a sex criminal.
Yeah.
He's not an overstepper. I mean, that's a completely different animal. I agree. But...
Well,
yeah.
But I do think that we need to be careful with all of us, that this should not, we should not be equating this, and this should not be getting the same attention.
Like, John, if I squeezed you on the buttocks gently, would that be okay?
I mean, I wouldn't go, Laura! I wouldn't run down the hall.
Okay, now think about this. What if I took you over my knee and spanked you really hard in front of everybody?
Okay, that would be weird.
Be kind of funny though.
Would be kind of funny. I've got an idea for tomorrow's show.
I honestly am never. I'm never texting another woman.
That's the way to go.
If this is a big deal.
That's the way to go.
Because frankly, I you know, flirting is innocent, man. I guess it's not, right? I mean, if this is going to get you in trouble,
if it wasn't with an intern,
yeah. Well,
I think it's a complete throwaway. As it is, it's a little bit shady because it's an intern.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't. There's nothing there where he says, "Hey, I want to pull my thing out and do nasty things to you."
Here's what I'll go with. what Ryan Russillo did.
Oh, God.
Was way worse than this.
He still got a job.
Yeah.
Sort of.
He's got like a promotion.
No, I was flipping through channels today, and there's the Ryan Russillo show.
It's the Russillo show. Yeah, he's got his own thing.
I didn't watch it, but it was there.
Well, come January, his time slot's getting replaced by Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, no.
Okay, what are the odds?
He is getting punished. We're getting punished.
What are the odds Stephen A. Smith gets busted for this at some point?
Oh, I don't know. Well, we can only hope.
50-50, right?
We can only hope.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Clever words that soften unsuspecting
hurt, and as you step back in... ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
You guys know what tonight is, right? It's the night. The night we've all been waiting for at the Toyota Center. Red Nation is blacking out the Toyota Center tonight, Fred. James Harden, CP3, the rest of the Western Conference leading Rockets take on... They're taking on the hated Spurs. Everyone knows this, and everyone's got to come dressed in black. And if you don't, you're a bad fan. Follow the play. The players are going to wear black. You should too. Doors open at 7. The liftoff, the Budweiser liftoff party starts at 6 with DJ Savannah Winters. Let's run as one with the Rockets and black out the Toyota Center tonight. And the Rockets 7-game homestand continues on Monday night, Monday, when they host the hated Utah Jazz. Karl Malone and John Stockton will be there taking pot shots at the Rockets all night. It's going to happen. They're going to wear tiny shorts. It's going to be crazy, and it's a mix-and-match Monday. Ticket promotion presented by Houston Federal Credit Union. Purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $25. Receive one free bottle of beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free T-shirt, koozie, or Rockets poster. First 5,000 fans in attendance will receive a Rockets player calendar presented by Houston Federal Credit Union. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Karl Malone and John Stockton not really going to appear. That's Rockets.com for tickets.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I have a question for you since you did your Rockets read.
All right.
Why are you doing a blackout night for the Spurs who wear black?
To hide the fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes
if any
sense.
Spurs fans show up, they're going to feel like they're part of the problem.
Hmm. Somebody says, to Fred's point about her equal aggression in the text, doesn't the victim have some accountability to say they're not interested? Otherwise, she's baiting him, if I had to guess. She's only being flirty because it was convenient for her job security. If you don't tell someone you're not interested, you can't blame the guy for trying. Kind of with you, 512. And if that makes us pigs, so be it.
That was me who texted you from my 512 number.
No, but all she had to say was, hey, man, I like hanging out with you, but enough.
Keep your shirt on. Let's be professionals here.
Right.
But nothing in her text made me feel like that's what she was looking to do.
No. I mean, okay.
And listen, you're John Buchagross. You got a chick. I don't know what this chick looks like, but You got a chick who might be interested in you?
And she was on air, so she couldn't have been too ugly.
You got to shoot your shot. John, how much? Like John Buchagras, before he got to ESPN, how many times do you think that guy got laid?
Four.
Now, all of a sudden, it's like, man, look at me. I'm a big star.
Yeah. It's like, that's how Jong acts now.
I do SportsCenter sometimes. Yeah. Jong never got laid before. Did you ever get laid before you hosted the, or before you produced the Blitz?
No.
Once.
Never, right?
Maybe
but we've been on since I was in
the Let's just put it out there. Before you got this show, you never got laid.
Yeah, you'd be correct.
Okay. And now look at you. You're just all over town pounding everything you can, and well, you find one. No, that's fake news.
He doesn't, but he could.
No, but he did for a while, and then he was like, I'm going to settle down because...
But he's a legend. Chicks line up. If we said, you know what, Jong is going to bang the first chick that comes up here today...
Nope, that's fake news.
There would be a line outside.
There would be.
There would.
There would be. There has been.
No, I know it's not fake news because we're not doing it. I said if, right?
If we did.
We're speculating. But yeah, there would be a line outside. It would go all the way around the block, all the way down to the Galleria. Guaranteed.
Since he got this show, Jong on the back of his car now has a big sticker that says "The Lady's Choice," and it's really weird. Like his whole persona changed, but that's what happened to John Buchagras. Oh,
so that's whose car it is. He's got that LC on it with the big LC.
No, I think his is the one. Is do you drive that truck outside that says "Big Daddy" on it?
Yeah,
that's you. I thought yeah. so. There's always
no. That's Salisbury.
I don't think so. There's always a truck here, and the tailgate says "Big Daddy" on the back.
Is it in old English font?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's in like a. It's like a cursive, but it's like it's funny though.
But this Matthew Berry thing, I don't know if you saw exactly what he did, but it involves, I don't know if it's Sturger or how she pronounces her name, but basically the one that got the tiny penis pics from Brett Favre.
Oh, Jen.
Yeah, we'll just call her Jen. Okay.
By the way, after she burns Brett Favre, like she's off the list of even flirting with.
Well, exactly. It's like, hey, if Mia Khalifa DMs you, you don't respond, no. right? If Jen wants to go out with you, you don't go. If she came here and interviewed for a job, said, hey, let's go out. No. Not unless Jong and AJ and Laura Beavers and David Gower are coming with us.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere with you. I mean, there's certain women that are going to, they're going to out you for anything.
Yeah.
So Matthew Berry went to a strip club. Are we surprised?
No. But that's not a crime.
No, it's not a crime. Shouldn't be a crime.
No.
But. Yeah, I mean, so he creeped on her. Okay, see, that's just dumb.
So wait, what do you mean he creeped on her?
Apparently he was like hitting on her and stuff.
He went to a strip club with her?
Yes. Took her there, and she claimed she didn't know she was going to a strip club.
What happened when she got to the door? Did she go in?
Oh, it's a strip club. Yeah, she went in.
Oh, weird. Did he have a gun?
A very small one.
Was Matthew Berry Jen Sturger's boss?
No, just a guy she was hanging out with.
Okay, I'm going to go also not sexual harassment.
No, and here's the thing. Matthew Berry, it's easy to look at him and say, okay, this guy's
he's a creep.
He
right.
is a creep. There's no question. That is, he's, and I'm sure he's good at what he does. I don't really care because I think there's better fantasy people out there, but he's made a whole career out of fantasy football. Good for him. But being creepy and disgusting and you know, well, why would you expect anything different?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. The whole world's gone to hell, man. For one thing, people are on the streets today when they shouldn't be. You know, we got ESPN doing all this stuff to guys who, you know, think about this for a minute. This is their dream job, right? They've got John Buchagras. We would not know if he hadn't gotten to the top, right?
Right.
I mean, aren't you going to take advantage of that if a girl's going to flirt with you?
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm just curious. So I guess the lesson that we've learned today is that we're never allowed to be flirty with anyone.
That's it.
Male, female, or even Bangy the Sex Bear.
Yeah.
That would be sexual harassment. So Astros signed a new reliever today.
Yeah, Hector Rendon.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's an arm.
Yeah, it's an arm. So,
I'm having a serious computer problem.
Really? What's wrong?
Like, basically my whole screen is now white.
It's racist.
And there's like a circle with a diagonal line through it. Like if there was a cigarette in it, it would say no smoking, but there's nothing inside it. So it's just a circle with a line through it, like half of an X-Men logo.
Hmm.
And I don't know what's going on.
Is it dead?
It might be dead.
So it's your first dead computer since we've been on the show?
Yeah, well, it's a Mac, so
I mean, it's
supposed to last for 35 years.
It's probably the third laptop that I've had since doing the show, okay. But I mean, if it is indeed just dead, it's the first one that's just like said, oh, I'm done with you. Like every other time I've gotten a new one because it was, you know, time for an upgrade. Well, it's going to make doing the rest of the show difficult.
You have a phone. You can do it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but all my stuff's on the laptop that's telling me no smoking.
You have stuff?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got sports and stuff.
We gonna take a call today or no?
Mm.
Calls were good yesterday.
They were good yesterday. John was telling me Lamont's banned from Twitter.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. He got in a net neutrality argument with someone, and he's banned.
Yeah, I don't know who he was talking. I guess he was talking to like Frobius, and they're going back and forth, talking net neutrality. And then he got a message saying that his account has been temporarily banned.
That's crazy.
That he can log in and do direct messages, but he can't like tweet or respond or like.
It's funny because
they banned him for that.
Like Twitter,
some of the stuff he's done when he's drunk, he didn't get banned for.
Twitter's like the Wild West. I thought like yeah. there's boobs all over Twitter. There, I mean, you could show anything on Twitter.
There's some porn star who follows me, and she had like I mean, I don't know why. I'm assuming because I think she follows Beth, and so she probably follows you too. But she tweeted something, so I followed her back because she had a bunch of followers.
Uh-oh.
And she had a bunch of, I mean, outright porno on there. And they didn't stop her.
No.
Still there. All right, let's try the call. Boosh. Boosh. What's up?
Hey, sports boys.
Hey, sports to you.
Hey, so my take on sexual harassment. See, the problem is, if you're good looking, it's flirting. But if you're ugly, it's sexual harassment.
Hmm.
Huh. So basically, I can't flirt, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Well, I'm not going to anymore. I'm not going to say anything nice to anybody, even though it's not even flirty. So I can't. And to be fair, John Butchergrass, not so good looking either for a TV guy. But yeah. Yeah, he was married in 1991, he's 51 years old.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blew it.
Oh, well. Oh, well. See, I was going to do something like, yeah, if you are going to hook up with an intern, you should do it on a mattress. But I'm not gonna do that because that would be wrong, right? We've learned that we can't say things like that anymore. In fact, AJ, I don't think that we should even talk to women anymore.
I don't.
I think we should stop.
I don't even know any women.
So to all my female friends out there, when you never hear from me again, now you know why. And if you send me a text, I'm just not going to respond. Sorry. And I'm going to sleep well over that because I'm going to sleep on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And guys, holidays are here. And if you're thinking about getting a gift together, like get something for each other, go buy Texas Mattress Makers because a mattress is going to make things so much better, especially if you get it from there. Because they can even get you a mattress where one side fits you and one side fits her or him, whoever it is. And you're already saving 50% guaranteed off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store. And now, how about this? You can get 20% off factory direct prices on top of that for select mattresses. And if you're going to parties all the time here for the next couple of weeks, which I know you're doing, right? That's one of the reasons why you guys are all driving around today. Y'all went to parties last night and you got home late. Well, if you'd slept on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, you would have been at work on time. And besides 20% off those select mattresses, there are great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattresses, handcrafted quality and custom fitted. Where else but with Yuval and Texas Mattress Makers? If you're buying your mattress anywhere else, you're wasting money and you're not getting the same quality. Give the gift of sleep today while you sleep your best during the season. Texas Mattress Makers, you can visit them at texasmattressmakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Let's start from zero. This is our renewal. Spray tan, get rid of. Get a brand new, better America. And here's to where it all began. All began. Stay up. It's another land that may be
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience. We all know that. Triangle, they're trying to make it easier for you. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. No hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. There's no gimmicks, no surprises on your bills. In fact, you're going to get a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. Sign up for the basic equal 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
Yeah. I'm busting, devilish grin, disgusting, at-laws, freckled cheeks and a butt chin.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Brother Bear said, I stated to a coworker, nice dress, my wife has the same one. I was told by HR she felt uncomfortable. Jeez, I guess she was mad the manufacturer made more than one dress.
Jeez. Got to be careful these days, man.
Apparently. And it's funny because I was reading a bunch of stuff about this whole thing on the break. And ESPN released that because basically she went to the Boston Globe and claimed all this stuff. So they released the text messages. And then, of course, she's responded. I think, you know what I'm getting here is that she didn't get a job and got pissed off. And, yeah, she probably was banging this guy.
Yeah.
And then didn't get a job. So, yeah, I'm going to go. This is something you'll never hear from me. I'm going to side with John Buchagross.
Yeah. Here.
Big time. Let's squeeze Charles on real quick. What's up, Charles?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports.
Hey, so Matthew Berry, the thing is he was going to a strip club, and he's a married man. Y'all are both married. What's the protocol with strip clubs when you're married? Is that cool?
It depends on your wife.
Yeah.
Like, I have married friends who go to the strip club with their wives.
Like, yeah. Mine's against, so I don't go.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine's the same way. I think, like, my wife and I may have gone once when we were dating, but, like, it's just not her thing. And I feel like, honestly, I'm 37 years old now.
Yeah, it's not really my thing anymore either. I mean, when I was late 20s.
It was fun. Yeah, good times.
You go all the time, spend a bunch of money, do a bunch of silly stuff.
Yeah.
But, John, what about you? Maybe you should weigh in on this.
No, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have Teresa and love her very much. And
you've got the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see new boobs? They're all over the internet.
Yeah, it's just, it depends on your wife. And I'm pretty sure if I said, hey, I'm going to go to a strip club, cool, she wouldn't say don't go. So I'm not going to be happy about that.
Right.
But I have no interest in going either.
And if you have any fantasies of sleeping with a stripper, I mean, for one, get that out of your head. And two, why would you?
Just bring a couple hundo.
Yeah, that too. You'll drop a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Depends on the strip club.
I slept with a stripper when I was in the Army. And the whole, like the thought of it was way better than the actual act. Way better.
It's just like a porn star, right? You always say, it always sounds like, man, interested. It'd be so cool to.
When I went to the Rose Bowl, I want to say it was like 2004. I think it was my first year on radio. So it was when Vince Young beat Michigan.
Yeah. Pretty good year.
And I stayed with my buddy out there. And he was dating a porn star, and like so, when in the morning they like came out of their room, and I saw her with no makeup on, and I was like, "Ugh, what the hell?" It was just a really. It's never as good in real life.
No, it's especially when you say that's not how you looked in Romancing the Bone.
No,
come on. But there's it's always. there's always these little things. Like I always wanted to hook up with a female jockey because I thought that'd be cool.
Did you want her to ride you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh.
It wasn't any
whip
different.
You?
No.
No trapeze?
I'm not into the whip stuff, okay. as you probably realized from the time that Beth brought that mean woman in. But it's never what you think. You know, you always think, oh, this will be awesome. No, it's just no different. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see Jeremy Curley's excuse for his suspension? He was he suspended four games for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy.
Yeah.
Says, I was shocked by a positive test for turinabol, which I don't know what that is, as I have never knowingly taken any banned substances. Talks about how he's how big he is and how he's never used steroids. He says, I intend to investigate this matter. But he goes, when I find out what substance was tainted, I will pursue all remedies at that time because this is not right. I have and will always be a clean player and look forward to returning against the Saints. Basically, he blamed this on a ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, a ghost did it. First off, ghost
better or worse excuse than Brian Cushing?
More interesting.
But I think it's worse.
Says he suggested a ghost might have done it. Okay, first off, if you believe in ghosts, I don't want you on my football team.
Right.
Because you're not the brightest character. Second, that's your excuse. Honestly, the best excuse I ever heard was Dwayne Brown and the tainted meat. That was
and it worked.
It worked. But it was still awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful. It was a complete lie. Let's be honest. But it worked.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. There's no way. I'm sorry, tainted meat. Let's get Joe on real quick. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Sports to you.
Sports.
Hey, so really quick, I have a question. I know it's random, but I worked in music venues for a long time and had hookups and concerts that could go for free for years. But most of those guys are gone now, so I'm stuck with paying for tickets. And a band I really like that I've never seen is coming tonight. But tickets are $85 each. Is it worth $85 to go to concerts these days?
Who's the band?
Because I've never paid for tickets. Turnpike Troubadours.
No,
that's not worth $85.
No, that's a ripoff.
Yeah. That's worth $5.
No.
Well, yeah. I just mean, are concerts themselves worth the ticket prices these days?
I mean, I think some concerts are. But, I mean, everybody's got a certain value on their brand. $85, that's like
that should be the cheap seats at Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that's a big time act.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great seats at a big time act, but to get in the door.
That's like top of the Toyota Center for Paul McCartney.
Right.
Like row 50.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like I went and saw Willie Nelson for $85.
That's a good deal. I'd pay $85 to see Willie.
And that was like an outdoor venue.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a ripoff. But
honestly, it's just like anything else. It's how much do you want to see the band? That's how much it's worth to you.
Yeah,
I there are bands that I would pay $400 to go see. Not many.
Yeah,
but there are bands out there that I'd pay whatever. So I mean, the value in a concert is what it means to you. That's a personal thing, I think. So. Just like anything else. It's like, how much would you pay to go see a movie?
Right.
Or do you wait for it to be on demand? Or do you wait for it to be on cable? That's how, it's basically how bad do you want to see it? In theory.
Yeah.
That's the best advice.
It is all subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't just say a concert is or isn't worth something. It just depends on what it's worth to you.
Right.
It's like anything else, man. You know, what the hell are they doing out there again? For God's sakes. I mean, really? We have the loudest interns anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. There's probably a female intern out there, so this is probably harassment to say shut the hell up.
Yeah. No, that was Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
I think her and Joe and other people are talking.
Well, they're yucking
it
up.
You know what?
Yeah.
Then go hide in Michael Carroll's room, because that's where they all hang out anyway. Don't be out here making a bunch of noise while we're trying to do a radio show. Jeez, that was loud. All right, what do we have here, John?
Pajamagram. I'm going to tell you about Pajamagram because my I'm running a first aid on my laptop. Is what I was told to do, run first aid. So that's what's going on right now. Guys, Christmas is right around the corner. This year, go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday, the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that problem. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Every hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that on Christmas, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram, you save $40. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas deliveries guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, do you like meat? Do you know someone who likes meat? Well, Omaha Steaks has you covered for the holidays. You want to get a great gift? Maybe you want to get it for yourself. And this is such a great package that you're going to want it for yourself. But get it for somebody else. Less than $50, and you don't have to go hang around the Galleria over here, which you don't want to do because, trust me, the traffic over there is ridiculous. You want no point. You don't want to go there and buy a gift. You want to send them meat. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. 75% off. That's right, 75% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you an exclusive savings just because you're a Blitzer. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages. Well, that's way more than $50, right? Well, there's more to go. Four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So Lamont has a new account for now. Did you see that?
No. I can't see anything.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, you've been net neutrality'd.
But I have. I'm thinking I may have found a breakthrough.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. I have hope. I'll know. It looks like I'll know in 4 minutes.
Okay. Good luck with that. But he's political underscore Chet, and he has the brother from Weird Science as his avatar, which was, what's his name? The dead guy, Bill Paxton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But said, this is Lamont, got put in Twitter jail for talking about net neutrality. I should get paroled by 10 p.m. I want to know what you said that got you in trouble. Of course, you can't really tweet that now because it'll probably get you in trouble again, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But who cares if that secondary account gets banned, because he'll have his other one back at 10 o'clock.
Well, theoretically, but then what does he do for the rest of the night? I mean, that's five hours and 10 minutes of no Twitter.
That's true.
I don't think he can handle that.
That would be a long time for Lamont.
That would be a career high. Even when he's asleep, I think he wakes up when there's a Twitter mention of him and tweets.
This is, John, this is where we need like a we need another host to come in here. And
why?
Just take over for me while I fix my laptop.
Well, why don't you get two new hosts to come over and we'll just take the rest of the day off?
That's what we should do.
I kind of feel like, you know what? I kind of feel like going over and playing poker tonight.
You mean see if I can grab Lance for a sec?
No.
Well, not unless you can get Lance and John and they want to do the next 2 hours.
I'll know in 4 minutes if this, well, four, you know,
computer minutes.
Installation minutes, right. Which could be 2 minutes or it could be 30.
It could be an hour, yeah. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to kill off 28 seconds for you here.
Okay.
It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet.
I love it.
The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including guys who don't have computers working, like AJ Hoffman.
It may be hard for me to put up new content if...
John, when are you going to write something for me, man?
Oh, I don't know. I was never asked.
Really? I have to ask you?
I don't know. I don't have anything. You have writers for everything.
Well, yeah, I do have writers for everything, but I think people would like to hear from you. You did write a review for Culture Map.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was kind of through you, so...
Well, yeah.
I kind of did write for you.
All right, sort of. Well, anyway, if you haven't checked it out yet, good stuff. Palillo has his thing up today, and I have a really cool announcement from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority as soon as they tell me it's okay to post it. It's waiting to be posted right now.
What, you're kowtowing to the man?
Well, it's... I'll tell you about it off air, but they had to let somebody know that they'd won an award before it becomes public. So as soon as they let that person know, I can post it.
Oh, okay.
But they haven't been able to reach him yet. So I'm just waiting. But regardless, check it out every day. It's sportsmap.com. You can follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. Please do that. And if you're kind of freaked out because Lamont's gone Twitter silent because of this, you can catch his update today on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com where he gets into the whole Bill O'Brien, Rick Smith thing, which everybody seems to be talking about. So, good stuff. 713-780-ESPN.
Does Lamont have any followers with his new account?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to check that now that you've asked. He has 44 followers. Oh, no, he's following 44. He has 21 followers already.
Wow.
Damn, he's popular.
That is a quick start.
I think if I killed mine off, I couldn't get 21 followers that fast.
I don't know.
It would take me 10 years to get that many again.
I saw that we have some producer here. I guess, what's the guy's name who produced the show before ours today?
Oh, Harrison.
How long has he worked here?
For a while now. He did a lot of play-by-play. This is for his first, like, big, like, show.
I am the worst person. I've never seen that guy in my life, I feel like. And you're saying he's worked here for...
Yeah.
I mean, what, months?
A couple years.
A couple years?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, since we've been over the other side.
What's he look like?
He has the beard. Like the long beard.
I swear that's the first time I've ever seen him. That can't be true, though, right?
No, you've seen him before.
How long is his beard? Because you've got bearded guys running. There's like two or three guys that
longer,
have been here.
Longer than Tyler's.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
But not as thick as Tyler's.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think he like works on the other side a lot, right?
No.
No, okay.
No, mostly on our side.
I don't know who this is then. There's about three guys who I see every day that I'm very friendly with, but I don't know who they are. He's probably one of them, I'm guessing.
There's a lot of those
guys
here.
But he did steal our Friday song.
I heard that.
And this is the second time that show has done that. Nick did it once and then acted like it was no big deal.
Yeah.
So shame bell for all of them. Quit stealing our Friday song.
Shame. Shame indeed.
There's certain things you can't steal from the show. The Friday song. The gym of the day.
Right.
Deaths, probably. That's about it.
Yeah.
Jong. You can't really steal Jong.
People have tried.
I know. We would do that all the time. All right.
You know what? Tell me about your boner.
They can't steal that either.
They'll never steal.
Oh, they
your
could.
Boner.
They could.
No, because you can always call Summerwood. If someone were to steal your boner, you could call Summerwood, and you wouldn't pay $60 for a boner.
No, you'd pay. About
what would you pay?
$2, but
$2.
I'm trying to figure out how.
That's what we call.
But if they stole your boner and ran off with it, then what do you have left there,
Fred? We call that a bargain boner.
Okay.
So you had to take like half a pill or something?
all right. Well, there's no transition into this now, right? I mean, we've just walked right into it. So, guys, if you're spending $60 for a pill to get excited, you're wasting your money, man. You should go to steak night. Take your lady to steak night and buy a couple beers with that because you can get it for way under $10. $60 for a little blue pill is just wrong. And Summerwood Pharmacy has you covered. They're right here in Houston. They've got a better solution for your performance needs, and it's a fraction of the cost. Same active ingredient, sildenafil. It's a prescription that's mailed to an address you choose for free next day. And it's nice and discreet, so if you're embarrassed by it, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, they've got it in a nice little box so nobody even knows. And, guys, if you've got problems with this and you haven't talked to your doctor, do me a favor. Go to myedrx.com and check out their video, and they'll tell you what to do. And if you're already spending way too much money, call your doctor and say, hey, man, I want to switch over to Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston. 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300 or go to myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. Get back in the game with Summerwood.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.